So I'm so sorry about that. We got cut off while we were giving this powerful message, but we are almost done. So we were talking about a purpose-driven life and how we can identify that. So I will give you some example, right? So let's just go into some example. Example of a purpose-driven life. Purpose is defined in the standard definition. Purpose is defined as the plan or intent to do something. That's a standard definition. An example of a purpose person is someone who deciding to fully follow God's will. And by doing so, they are making a commitment to proclaim God's word to many who are lost. Oh my God, God is great. This is a typical example. A purpose-driven life is defined as a plan or an intent to do something. Example is somebody who have already or who have made the decision to proclaim the goodness of God to many who are lost out there. And we should know that, like, when you can identify, if you know your purpose under the grace of God and can identify your calling, you will be able to win souls for Christ. And winning souls for Christ is proclaiming the goodness of God. First, I thank God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken throughout the whole world. And this is Romans chapter 1, verse 8. I am grateful to God for each and every one of you that taking the time to be able to know your purpose, to identify your calling. And not only just knowing your purpose and identifying your calling, but being able to speak the truth to many out there. Proclaiming the word of God to many out there. Because that's what you were put on this earth to do in the first place. And I'm grateful to God that you can be able to identify that. And another thing my pastor talked about that I just want to point out, he said, what is controlling your life? Like I talked about it from the start. What is controlling your life? It's the same question you may ask yourself, what is driving you? So what is controlling your life is the same as what is driving you. What is controlling my life is probably designing outfits, my business, personal life and stuff like that. Yeah, on who am I in Christ? But I forget to know that God is in control of it all. And I will just give you this statement my pastor also commented on. He said, we are product of our past, not prisoner of our past. I just want to put this in because this really, 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 you know, we will stay in the past when anytime people say, I remember. we are stuck in the past and we forget to know that we have something ahead of us. That's what I said from the beginning of the podcast. I said, if you can ask God to show you your purpose and so you can identify your calling, you will not stay in the past because the past will be behind you because you have greater things in front of you to worry about. You are warriors. You people are army of God putting on this earth to do a one purpose, and that is to proclaim his word. So as a warrior, an army, and children of God, you don't want to stay in the past because the devil wants to keep you in the past so you can be able to forget your present or what you're aiming at or what you are going to. While I was talking about, I said how your calling is an aim of achieving something while your purpose is an achievement already. No stop, no, nothing go behind it, nothing come in front of it. You achieve it, it is. That is. That is that just it. why your calling is something that you aim to achieve. You haven't even reached, you're just thinking about it. You haven't even started the process yet. But that's your aim to achieve that. What purpose is the achievement? Because if you know your purpose, it's already an achievement to identify your calling. So it makes it easier for your calling path to be clear. Hallelujah. He also make mention, I'm just quoting from my pastor mouth, from the house's mouth himself, Pastor Ezekiah. He said, fear is a false evidence appearing to be real. Like we talk about in 2 Timothy 1:7, God said, I have not given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. But now the devil wants to turn that around and say, you know what? He brings fear in front of you and represent it as evidence as something that is real. But God is here to tell you that fear is a false. Anything the devil do is a photocopy, basically. Anything the devil do is a photocopy. So just be aware and just be willing to know that it is a photocopy. So anything the devil do is a photocopy. So since it's the photocopy, he presents it as it is real, but it's not real. So God is telling you that it's a false evidence appearing to be real. May God open our eyes. May our Jesus, God of victory, open our eyes to be able to see a false fear that is presenting to be real in Jesus' name. And I just want to say this, right? We all have gone through, we will just say, oh God, help me. Let me be able to know my purpose. Let me be able to walk in my purpose and be able to identify my calling and stuff like that. But sometimes it's not easy. But nothing comes easy, especially for children of God, because we are tackled by the devil fighting us day and night. And the devil is always jealous over you and me. Because why? One thing we have, the devil don't have. And that is God dwell in us. He is in you and I. So that's why the devil will fight you. He will continue to fight you so that you will not know your true purpose and identify your calling. But we rebuke everything the devil wants to trap us in, to blind our eyes, to not see our purpose or identifying our calling under the grace of God. We rebuke and uproot and destroy it in the name of Jesus. Before I leave you guys, I would just love to give you guys this prayer. And I'm going to pray. If you want to just pray along with me, you can. But this prayer is for all of us. Dear God, who created every one of us from the beginning to the end, our ancient God, no matter the situation, you constantly inviting us to take part in the plan that you have for us. And that plan is knowing our purpose to identify our calling. Knowing our purpose to identify our calling. Father God, we just want to tell you thank you for today. We pray against the spirit of fear. Too often we find ourselves overwhelmed by circumstances that are beyond our control. Too often we easily get distracted by things that don't matter. But God, we are asking to please forgive us not consistently placing our trust in you. We know that as we step into a new season, we will put our full focus and never give up. We pray that, God, you give us faith that we need to cling to truth, that your peace and your protection aren't based on our feelings and circumstances, but on your characters and faithfulness. Because you are faithful, always faithful, God, you will guard us and establish us. You will rescue us from trouble and deliver us from the evil one. You will make us a way where there seems to be no way. If you can bring dry bones to life, Papa God, and make the river in a desert, then you can do a new thing in our life, regardless of what's going on around us, Lord. Nothing is too hard for you, Papa God. You are the hiding place for me. When the devil is searching, I run and hide under your grace, Papa. When the devil is searching for your children, we hide under your covering, which is your grace. And you protect us. You perceive us from troubles. You surround us with shout of deliverance. As we look for the way you call us, or the way you try to make us special. And not try, the way you make us special. We remember your truth through Jesus Christ, Papa God. So we pray today that help us to remember your truth, and also help us to remember your true purpose in our life. Help us, God, to step boldly forward into the plans you have prepared for us. Help us to identify our calling and be able to identify our calling under your grace and your purpose that you, God, has already separated us and put in us aside, as you said in Galatians 1 verse 15. Because you have already separated us from all evil through your grace and give us a purpose to identify our calling, we are grateful and we thank you for showing us the way that we thought we'd never seen. You are the beginning, the end, the everlasting. You are God all by yourself. Like my pastor is a guy I can say, you are in a class all by yourself. Papa, we adore you. We magnify your name. We thank you for this day, Papa God. Because of this, we are forever thankful. Thank you for opening our eyes to be able to understand and see the truth that you have given us. We pray that we look very desirable in your eyes, oh God. Help us to look desirable. Give us the strength to proclaim your word. And what we are here for is for one purpose, and that is to go and proclaim your goodness out there. And as we pray today, oh God, we are not leaving your presence, but we are going with the words and wisdom of you. And in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. I am so grateful. This topic has been a blessing in my life. I'm going to post this podcast. I started recording the podcast and it cut short because my phone has a specific time that I have. It will just shut up by itself so I can leave all the internet and stuff like that. So I wasn't able to, I should have done that before I started the podcast, but all glory to God. If you listen to the first podcast, I hope you click on this second one so you can be able to be blessed through it. It's your girl, Chamon, here on Who Am I in Christ. We are doing the work of God. We're taking the work of God day by day through the grace and covering of God. And also, we just want to let you guys know that our first book is coming up. We'll continue to repeat this until the book is finally here, and we'll still repeat it in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Our first book is coming out, and we are grateful for it. Oh my God, I can't wait. We here on Who Am I in Christ been working so hard, and we are grateful to God for that. We appreciate if you can share the podcast, share with friends and family. We appreciate if you can leave a comment, and if you want to give a topic on what to talk about next, we would appreciate it if you can leave that comment and say what you want us to talk about. We will pray on it and bring it out to the public, because while we are proclaiming the goodness of God in Jesus' name. So if you want to be on our podcast, it's not hard. Just let us know that you want to be on Who Am I in Christ. We will give you all the data information if you can just comment and say you want to be on the podcast, or you can send us our message on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Who Am I in Christ. You can find us on Facebook, Who Am I in Christ. We are just the little white logo up there. You will see that's our Facebook page. We appreciate it if you can follow and like and leave a comment and share with family and friends. Also, our website is coming up. Who Am I in Christ? It's coming, it been up, but we shut it down because we have to do a lot of updating on it. But we are bringing it back to the public. You can listen to our podcast on the website coming up. You'll be able to purchase our book on the website. And also, we are doing a giveaway. So if you are interested in Planting Seed of Hope by Mistress Joyce, we have that book for you. Feel free to message us. We have one lucky individual from Ghana that we're going to ship that book to. So if you want to receive a book, it's a 10 lucky lucky individual for Who Am I in Christ. If you are following our page, sharing our page, or commenting, you will be one of our lucky followers to get Mistress Joy's book, Plenty Seed of Hope. That's a very powerful book, and I don't want nobody to miss out on getting that book because it's great. May God richly bless each and every one of you for taking the time by clicking on this podcast today and by sharing the goodness of God. God will richly reward you in every way that you will be a part of this podcast or be a support through this podcast, just by sharing the word and telling one or two people about Who Am I in Christ. God richly bless you. I am your girl, your host, Chamon, on Who Am I in Christ. We are doing the work of God, and God bless each and every one of you. I love you guys so much, and have a wonderful and a blessed week. I can't wait for great testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.